with today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kadila. The Anti-Corruption Commission has confirmed the arrest of 9 individuals, including 4 former National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia executives, over alleged corrupt transactions totaling over 327 million Namibia dollars, including a botched 53 million Namibia dollar fuel deal, ACC spokesperson Josephine Anghituamata.
The 9 are facing charges ranging from corrupt practice offenses to fraud and money laundering. All 9 are currently remanded in custody. The commission really want to appreciate sincerely the continued support and collaboration that we receive from other law enforcement agencies, that we're talking about the Asset Forfeiture Unit and Commercial Crime Investigation Unit, that is for the Namibian Police Force, who has been really contributing, and they remain basically vital to the success of every investigation that the Anti-Corruption Commission is conducting, more in particular the NAMCO case.
The Pupkewitz Group is celebrating 100 years of business, founded in 1925 by Max and Anna Pupkewitz. The company has grown into one of the country's most respected business groups. Group Director Andrea Berry says the milestone also marks what would have been the 110th birthday of her grandfather, Harold Pupkewitz. South Africa's police minister, Senzo Mchunu, has denied corruption allegations leveled against him and says he accepts and supports President Cyril Ramaphosa's decision to place him on leave of absence, according to state broadcaster the SABC. Mchunu says he's ready to respond to the allegations. Here's South African President Cyril Ramaphosa.
To address these allegations and the implications of these allegations, I'm establishing a judicial commission of inquiry that will be chaired by Acting Deputy Chief Justice Mbuyisile Madlanga. Justice Madlanga will be assisted by Advocate Sesi Baloyi, Senior Counsel, and Advocate Sandile Khumalo, Senior Counsel.
The United Nations says escalating gang violence in Haiti has killed nearly 5,000 people since October 2024 and forced mass displacement. UN spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani has warned that growing gang control risks fueling cross-border arms and human trafficking.
Caught in the middle of this unending horror story are the Haitian people, who are at the mercy of horrific violence by gangs and exposed to human rights violations from the security forces, as well as abuses by the so-called self-defense groups.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.